This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi wa ba'du. Alhamdulillah, we've entered the third day of Qiyam, the second day of fasting, alhamdulillah. So today, maybe it's a bit more tiring because we have started to work, alhamdulillah, and those who are schooling, they started to enter their schools, alhamdulillah. So alhamdulillah, I was hoping the Sheikh would take over the microphone, but he is not well still. We hope that inshallah he will return back tomorrow. Ameen. So just a short one, inshallah. One of the ayats that was recited today was from the last passages of Surah Ali Imran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the ulul albab. And Allah describes, what does it mean by ulul albab? So the Arabic word used is lub, from the words lam ba ba lubun. It means brain. Huh? Correct? Teacher of Arabic, is it correct? Lub means brain or aql. So those who possess brains, a brain. Ulu means the possessor, the owner. Albab is the plural of lub. So it means the possessor of brains. So that is the literal meaning. But it means the intellect, the real intellect that was described by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah. A lot of description of this names, al-ulul albab, a lot of you can see in various surahs. In Surah Al-Baqarah, for example, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains about al-qisas, when you kill somebody, life for a life, eye for an eye, teeth for a teeth, tooth for a tooth. And this is what we call qisas. Okay? So Allah said, if you kill the one who kills somebody, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاةِ. In this killing, you stopping somebody from killing others, this is haya. You are giving life to others. And then, ya ulil albab. Allah said after that, ulil albab. And other various places in the Quran, Allah describes about ulul albab. So this particular ayah, Allah SWT said, inna fi khalqis samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafil layli wan nahari la ayatin li ulil albab. These things that happen around us, the signs of Allah, we call it the signs of Allah, the universal signs, inna fi khalqis sama, the creation of the heavens, inna fi khalqis sama wal ard, the earth, what you see around us, the beautiful footages you see in National Geographic. If you haven't go to places, subhanallah, very beautiful. Waqtila fil layli wa nahar, every day, night comes after day, day comes after night. It doesn't clashes between each other. These are all what? Allah said, la ayatil li ulil albab. These are all signs for ulil albab, the possessor of intellect. So Allah described the intellect in Al-Quran, not those who have PhDs, not those who, after PhD? No, right? No. The highest level of education that somebody can achieve is a PhD lah, alhamdulillah. But Allah described, no, not the PhDs, all these are description. Who are the ulul albabs? Not the school of Ulul Albab, MRSM Ulul Albab. We have one school, a boarding school in Malaysia. It is called Ulul Albab, not those, okay? Who are they? الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا. Those who remember Allah when they stand. وَقُعُودًا, when they sit down. وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ, when they lie down. And what they do? وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And they think about the creations of heaven and the earth. And then they say, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقَتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Oh Allah, you never created all of this in vain. You never created all of this without any purpose. Every single thing that was created, the universe around us, these are all ayat. These are all signs for the ulul albab. And then he said, this ulul albab, when they see these creations of Allah, they say, Subhanak. Glory be to Allah. Subhanallah means you are at-tanzih. Tanzih means you are cleansing Allah from anything that those who doesn't know, then anything that those who ascribe partners with Allah, you are cleansing Allah from those things, from an-naqs, from any decreased, any imperfection, any not perfect things towards Allah. Subhanaka. So every time when you say Subhanallah, remember it is not swimming. Subha, it means swim, to swim. But no, Subhanaka, Subhanallah means you are cleansing Allah, you are purifying Allah from whatever they ascribe to Allah without knowledge. So this is the characteristic of one of the characteristics of those who are ulul albab. And then Allah continues, these people, they make dua. They say what? What do they say after that? مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاتِلَا سُبْحَانَا فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And whenever they say, Oh Allah, you didn't create all of this in vain. And then, oh Allah, please keep us away from the hellfire. That is the first dua when they realize that Allah creates everything. So they say, فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. قِي. The word is just one letter. قِي. قِنَا, which means protect us. Make us stay away from an-nar. And then he continues with the dua. Rabbana, oh my Lord, innaka, verily if you, man tudkhilin nar, that you put them in the hellfire, that you cause them to enter hellfire, faqad akhzaita, they are all being disgraced. They are all being disgraced by you, oh Allah. They are away from your mercy. The biggest losers are not those who passed away from this earth, from this life, without any fulus, without any money in their bank account. No. The one who is a loser is the one who, when he dies, without realizing that Allah is their Lord, without submitting to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allahu Akbar. Iklan. WLV 981. WLV 981. Oh, I don't want to pronounce the word number. Okay. So what did he say? What this ulul albab say? Oh Allah, please don't make me enter hellfire, because if I enter hellfire, I will be the biggest loser. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in another ayat, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Whomsoever was saved from the hellfire and was made to enter paradise, فَقَدْ فَازْ. And these are the winners. These are the ones who won, who are victorious. Wallahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Those who enter paradise. Not those who possess money, not those who possess a lot of cars, a lot of houses, yachts, right? It's pronounced yacht, right? Yachts. Not all of these are possessions of this world. No. Allah said, whoever enters paradise, these are the faizun. Faulaika humul faizun. Walhamdulillah. And we continue a little bit more. I have another 3 minutes. And then what did he say? This ulul albab, Rabbana innana sami'na munadiyan yunadi lil iman. Oh our Lord, we hear, we accept the call. Sami'na, we heard the munadi, the one who calls, the calling. So this is referred to, some of the scholars say it is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet calls you to which is gives you life. What is the ayah? Do you remember the ayah? Lima yuhyikum. What is the ayah? Istajibu lillahi walil rasuli. Idza da'akum lima yuhyikum. So one of the ayat, Allah SWT said, istajibu lillahi walil rasul. Accept the call of Allah and the Prophet. That which one that it calls to, yuhyikum, the ones that give you life. So this is what gives you life in this world. Not the other things, not the life, you know, the life that people, you know, they are hoping to get, which is the life of this dunya, which is the mission, the end goal is only dunya. No. Okay, we are only targeting the akhirat. Of course, we are not, we don't, what do we say? And we don't forget our part in this dunya as well. This dunya is the bridge for us to enter paradise, inshallah. Which one? Where were I? Munadi, munadi iman, and amin wirabikum fa'amanna. Rabbana, and then he asks Allah for forgiveness. Rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana. Oh my Lord, oh Allah, please forgive my dhunub, my sins. Wa kaffir anna sayyi'atina, and please destroy all of my bad doings. You erase it from my book. Waqina, wa kaffir anna sayyi'atina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar, and causes to die with those who are obedient to you. And then the last one, rabbana innaka Rabbana wa atina ma wa'adtana ala rusulik. O Allah, please grant us the things that you have promised to your prophets. So everything that Allah promises in the Quran, do not be worried, it is going to happen. These things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, inna Allah la yukhliful mi'ad. Allah will never go against his promise. Whatever he promises, inshallah, you will see in the akhirah. Allah will promise those who do good in this life, those who aminu wa amilu salihat, those who believe in Allah, those who perform good deeds, they will enter paradise. That is the promise from Allah. And for those who do besides that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not leave you alone. Allah will take you into account. That's why it's very important for us to accept this call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then at the last one, they say, after they made this dua, the second raka'at, Allah said, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ. Allah accept this prayer. So the point here I want to focus is, do not give up hope in your prayers, in your du'as. You meet du'a, Allah hears. You know the ayat of the du'a, وَإِذَا سَلْعَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّعِي إِذَا دَعَنْ. Whenever a servant asks about myself, oh Allah, and say to them, oh Muhammad, I am near. Allah didn't say قُل, Allah say فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ مُبَاشَرَةً, directly Allah said, do not say, Allah is near. Allah ujibu da'wat ad-da'i idha da'a. Allah will always accept, always hear your dua. Never give up in making dua. Never ever belittle your duas. So make dua. This is the month of dua. This is the month of dua. And the wisdom that Allah SWT put that ayat to make dua in between the ayat of fasting. Ya ayyuhalladzina amanu, all of this, description of the about the fasting, and then the ayat of doa, and then continue with ayat of fasting. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all those who don't give up hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who always make dua to Allah, doesn't matter any situation. In goodness or in calamity, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for safety, for a good trial. Sometimes good things that happen to you is a trial for you. It's a fitna. Innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna. Your wealth and your children sometimes can be fitna. Sometimes going to be good, sometimes going to take you away from Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make a lot of ibadah in this month. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all forgiveness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all success in this life and most importantly in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive the sins of our parents, the sins of our loved ones, the sins of our family, our friends, those who are still living and those who have passed away in as a Muslim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them pardon, grant them mercy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help our brothers and sisters, those who are oppressed, those who are killed in all of the places around the corner, around the globe, from Syria, Lebanon, Gaza, Sudan, and all of the places the Muslims were oppressed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them safety. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring back the izzah of Muslimin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He gathered us here every night, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us again in a gathering better than this gathering, yani in the Jannat al-Firdaus. Amin ya Rabbil Alamin. Before I end, I have to read this the protocol. Provide meals and food essential for 12 months. Which means 12 months equivalent to 1 year. Subhanallah. Not only when you give us money. No, I mean when you donate this money, when you give your donation here, you are not only helping them in Ramadan, but you are helping throughout 2025, inshallah. So we have around 500 verified families. They are being verified. We have interviewed every single one of them, and they are genuine. They really, really need this help. And alhamdulillah, we have done this for the previous years, and some of them have been successful. They can concentrate on their life after we have given this bantuan with these aids, so they can concentrate on their work, and then they are lift up from their poverty. Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in Surah Al-Baqarah, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلَكُ فِي كُلِّ سُمْلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Spending in the way of Allah can yield, lebih kurang, almost the ayat meaning, spending in the way of Allah can yield rewards up to 700 times. And Allah say at the end, وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah can multiply these rewards as much as He wants. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. See you tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.